like silence without ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire.
Gruber Show, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Nothing to wake you up like the foghorn alarm of Bob Dylan's voice. On this day back in 1965, Bob Dylan released his fifth studio album. It was a good one. Bringing It All Back Home, the first of his albums to break into the top 10 here in the U.S. Subterranean Homesick Blues, the first track on the album, became his first single to chart in the U.S. And it also includes a couple of very well-known songs, including the one we hear now, which is Love Minus Zero. Mr. Tambourine Man, his version is here. It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Maggie's Farm, that's on this one, too. Bringing It All Back Home from Bob Dylan, released on this day back in 1960. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining me here on the show. Steve is back on Monday. We'll talk with Dean Clancy from Americans for Prosperity in a little more than 10 minutes from now. Got to talk a little bit, and is brag the right word? The NCAA tournament is underway, and no, I won't be talking much about breaking down defenses and such. I enjoy it, but I know that's not necessarily why you're here. Two former Hillsdale College students who are graduate transfers are playing big roles in the tournament thus far. And we're proud of them. Patrick Cartier and Jack Golke are graduate transfers. Patrick Cartier and Jack Golke both entered Hillsdale in the fall of 2017, and there was the COVID year, and then there's a grad transfer year, so those guys had, you know, a bunch of eligibility they could use, and once they finished up studies here at Hillsdale, moved on and transferred to from Division II, which is what Hillsdale is, Chargers, and then transferred into Division I programs. Patrick Cartier went to Colorado State, Jack Golke to Oakland. And now they're on the big stage and performing fairly well. Patrick Cartier helped lead Colorado State to a win in the first four contest earlier this week over Virginia, 67-42. Patrick Cartier in that game had 12 points. Last night, the Colorado State Rams falling short to the Texas Longhorns, 56-44. Patrick Cartier had 4 points, 5 rebounds in that contest. And I believe now officially exhausts his collegiate eligibility. But what a career. Patrick Cartier was one of the very best players in Division II basketball during his time here at Hillsdale. Helped lead the Chargers to the Division II playoffs, to the Elite Eight one year, one of the final eight teams playing. I believe that would have been the 2022 season, if my memory is correct. And Jack Golke was alongside him for those contests. So both these guys have tons of experience in high-pressure situations and one-and-done situations. So I'm sure that helped Patrick Cartier and Colorado State in their season and their NCAA experience. And then, my goodness, the entire country found out last night about Jack Golke, who just went nuts for Oakland in their upset win. Don't call him a Cinderella, Jack Golke said, but they were the underdog against Kentucky, the bluest of blue bloods, the Kentucky Wildcats in the tournament. And the Oakland Golden Grizzlies pull the upset 80-76. Jack Golke, 32 points on 10 of 20 shooting, all of those shots from beyond the arc. He was 10 of 20 from 3-point range, 2 of 3 on free throws. And Jack Golke leading Oakland to the big upset over Kentucky. And they might not be done yet because they will face another double-digit seed in the second round. A team playing very good basketball right now. North Carolina State won the ACC tournament to get in the big dance and now pulled also an upset win yesterday. So they will have the opportunity to play on Saturday. Jack Golke, former Hillsdale student, former Hillsdale basketball player, a little from Jack, last night in the post game after Oakland pulled the upset on Kentucky. Here's Jack Golke. Cut one.
Obviously, we come in, we're the underdog by all measures, but you just got to, as a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
And their A game, again, might be enough to get past NC State into the Sweet 16. What a great story for the state of Michigan. Great story for Oakland, of course. And I bet we can take a little bit of credit, maybe, for developing him as a player a little while he was here at Hillsdale College. It's a blast to see someone who was on campus here about a year ago, right? Yeah. Having great success with Oakland. 32 points on 10 of 20 shooting. Simply amazing, and the biggest upset of the tournament thus far. There's a lot of talent out there, and especially the new transfer portal rules means it is easier for, I think, schools and coaches to find that talent when there are grad transfer years to use. By the way, we also have one of the really good wide receiver prospects in college football this upcoming season down at Arkansas, a former Hillsdale player, Isaac Tesla. He was phenomenal here. The only player I've seen play, because I go to games here at Hillsdale, and I watched him play at Hillsdale and said, you know what, he's going to be a draft pick. Maybe not a first, second round, but he's really outstanding. And he's down at Arkansas now playing some football for the Razorbacks. So basketball, football, not only fantastic students, but also fantastic athletes here at Hillsdale College. Congrats to Patrick Cartier, Jack Golke, and Colorado State and Oakland for their runs in the tournament so far this year. This portion of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate those challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you. They have experience no matter what you're trying to do. MIChamber.com, MIChamber.com for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.